Hello and welcome to the Misty Blue Days of Our Lives podcast. I'm your host, Misty Blue from mistybluedream.com. That's MISTIBLUDREAM.com. And I'm here to talk about a little bit of everything. And thank you for tuning in. As a legal disclaimer, nothing said here on this podcast should be used in place of medical or professional advice, as the intent of the content is to share personal information, opinions, and thoughts. This is episode 8, and I haven't done this in a while, so I'm super excited to be back. And today, I actually have special guest Leah with Tarot by Leah.
Hello. So hi.
Yay! she's going to do a tarot reading, and we're going to discuss tarot cards and kind of give a little bit of the experience. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Leah.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Leah. I own the small business Tarot by Leah. I am a highly sensitive empath, and my service is providing intuitive tarot readings. I started this a couple years ago, and it's just been an amazing journey thus far, and I'm really excited. Thank you for having me on today.
Yay. I love Leah. She's like a bestie. So this is so exciting.
Love you too.
So I looked up a little information online just to kind of find a little bit of background about tarot cards. And they originated in Northern Italy in the late 14th or early 15th century. So I thought that was really cool.
It is.
Leah and I have done a lot of vendor setups with each other, and it's interesting to see some of the feedback and reactions. People will walk by and they're like, oh, I don't want to talk to any ghosts. Or like, they think she's like a fortune teller.
Yeah. So
what would you say some of the like taboo or misunderstandings of tarot would be?
I would say some of the misunderstandings would be that a lot of people feel like I'm a witch. I do like that culture, but just because I do tarot doesn't mean I'm a witch, nor does it make any other tarot reader a witch. Also, on a side note, witches are great and they're wonderful. So for all my witchy people out there, I love you. But I don't really practice any particular religion. I think a lot of times people have a misconception that tarot is, has to do with the devil or negative connotations. So yes, I have been at events where people have walked by and said, oh, don't summon the demon on me, or don't conjure up any spirits, and I just laugh it off. Everybody is open to their own opinion. But for me, this is spiritual in the way that it has helped me heal in life and continue moving forward in this journey of life with a little bit of a different mindset. And also through the healing process, it's helped me heal others. So in my eyes, I really can't see how that's a negative thing.
Yes, I agree. I love that. And the way I view tarot personally is that, Leah is very intuitive. And for me, I feel like sometimes in life you get a little stuck and you feel like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Like, where am I going next in my journey of life?
Right.
And so what's cool with the tarot cards is, these cards come out and they kind of like prompt feeling and emotion, and they prompt, ideas and kind of like help you work through certain issues in your life, or things that might be coming up in life. It's not necessarily like, here's your fortune.
It's not like helps. I'm not Zoltar. I'm not Miss Cleo. It's not a joke to me. It's a passion. And my passion is to help others. And you're right. You're absolutely right. This is a way of helping you get a little clarity and focus on whatever might be going on in your life, whether it's regarding health, career, finances, love, anything. So it's nice. I don't know, because I've actually never had a tarot reading myself, and I don't read my own cards. Yeah, I've never had one.
I want to try to get one, even though I'm like rusty, but
I'll help
it'd
you.
It'd be fun.
It would be, but it's in a way, again, like your disclaimer, in no way am I a doctor or, psychologist or anything, but it's nice to get an outsider's perspective sometimes on things. And, you know, receiving these messages from tarot sometimes can be very unexpected what you're going to receive. Yeah. And oftentimes it really resonates, and it just gives you that extra push to be like, okay, you know, this is what I need to do. This is the path I need to follow. This is the clarity I needed. So I think it's a great tool to use in your life. I do feel it's also a great self-care tool.
Yeah.
You know, using it properly, don't overdo it. Just like anything, don't overdo it. But like, you know, every couple of weeks, every couple of months, every season. Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Yeah. And you know, like I was saying, it's like a way, it's like a tool, in my opinion, to navigate through, you know, your thoughts in life and your mindset where you're at.
Absolutely.
So I think it's a great thing, and hopefully this will help people to change their view on it or understand it more.
Yes, I hope so.
You know, another thing I've noticed too is like when people get like the death card or the devil card, mm-hmm. you know, they instantly think of the literal meaning of it.
Right.
You know,
actually, the death card is one of my absolute favorite cards.
Yeah,
same
explain
with the
devil, what that
actually.
Is.
Well, the death card, you know, it's not so much death of you in the material form, but it could be a death of a situation and ending to a situation, which I love because you can't have new beginnings without endings. You can't have light without dark.
Right.
So it's the end of a cycle moving forward into a new cycle. So it really is not, it's nothing to do with the actual physical death. I mean, it can be, but it's not so literal.
Yeah. So before you, okay, so Leah's shuffled already and then she lit some sage. So do you want to explain what the sage does?
So what I like to do with all of my clients before I do a reading is I never ask questions, number one. I don't think that's fair to know anything yet. So basically, I'll have my client sit down with me. I will ask them if they have a particular question in mind or if they would just like a general reading, whatever the cards show us. I will say 9 times out of 10, people want just a general reading. And I have just lit my sage now. And what this does is this is just going to help ground and center us, and help me connect with my client. It can be difficult sometimes to connect with a stranger, but you'd be surprised after we do a little work with sage and crystals and a little meditation. Really the energies between the two of us, my client and myself, really, it just kind of, it's like a zap of lightning and I feel it and I get chills a lot when I feel it. So that tells me we're on the right track. But so, and oftentimes too, my clients are very nervous and anxious. So this helps my clients settle, rest their soul a little bit. So like I said, I've got my sage burning here. We're just going to kind of cleanse the area. I do have my kitchen window open. Just a tip, if you're saging in the house, you know, and you want negative vibes out, keep a window open.
And sage actually does purify.
Yes, it's an antibacterial. Yes. So it has multiple purposes. I just recently really got into Palo Santo as well. It's this beautiful wood. I'm burning a little bit of that. And that is all about bringing in, yes, there you go.
I have
this is all about bringing in, I think
so
I gave
good.
That to you perhaps.
Yeah.
I like to burn them together for multiple reasons. They smell beautiful together, but the Palo Santo, it's just going to bring in some happy, good vibes and good energy, okay, into the room. The next thing I do, which I think is kind of unique to me, I don't know, I didn't see it anywhere, it's just something I started, is I always have my crystals with me. Today I just brought out a couple of my favorites. I have this big chunky piece of amethyst, which I love. Another nice big chunky piece of rose quartz. We have some moonstone and we have opalite. So I brought these up because they're some of my favorites. But what I do is I'll have my clients sit down, take a look at the table, and I will ask them to choose the crystal that they, or gem or stone or whatever I have out, to choose the one that they are most drawn to. You've done this with me before, Misty, mm-hmm. so you know. And at that point, I let you take the crystal and bring it close to you. Some people don't like their crystals touched. I charge and clear my cards and crystals often, so I'm okay with it. It's just your personal preference. Once you choose that crystal, I have you bring it close to you, and then I just picked the amethyst for today. This is all about love. It's a lot of good love vibes, inner self-love and love for others, for the world, for healing. I think we could use this right now. So I'm choosing the amethyst, okay? And once we've chosen our crystal, now we're just going to close our eyes and really just focus in on the sound of my voice. We're going to take a few nice cleansing deep breaths. So in through your nose, out through your mouth. So let's just take a few of those really nice cleansing breaths and just focus in on the sound of my voice. So today, Saturday, April 11th, I'm so honored to be here with our friend Misty to do a collective energy reading for our viewers, our listeners rather, and for anybody that might be interested. So please, dear tarot, spirit guides, sacred white light, sacred ancestors, please be here with us today so that we can bring out the messages the tarot needs to show, the collective energy. Let's give everyone some focus, some clarity, let them know which path they need to take, and hopefully answer some unanswered questions and give everyone a little peace of mind. Okay, so with that, we can open our eyes now. So now this is like an exchange of energy. This is now I actually have major goosebumps, my arms and my legs especially, and it's kind of how I know we're on the right track. So I would start to shuffle my cards. I did pre-shuffle just to save a little time. I cleared them with sage and I pre-shuffled. This is my favorite deck. This is the deck I learned on. It was given to me as a Christmas present. So I use it all the time. I did do the shuffle. So I'm going to go ahead and pull the cards for everybody. I'm going to pull three cards from the top and one from the bottom. So the cards that I have pulled today is we have the Hermit card.
Ooh.
We have the Nine of Pentacles. We have the Devil.
There it is.
And then at the bottom of the deck, we have the Queen of Cups.
Wow.
All right. So I'm going to read these cards to you, and then I'm going to pull an oracle card or two just for some extra clarity from another deck I have. All right. So what I'm feeling with what I've pulled today, much a consensus of how I imagine most of the population is feeling right now. With the Hermit card, this is all about feeling a little lonely, feeling a little unattached, feeling alone with yourself,
isolated,
quarantined. but this is also, I like this card because it doesn't have to be sad where you're talking about the loneliness and the unattachment, but this is also about soul searching and needing time for yourself. And man, do we have some time on our hands right now? Even if you are an essential worker, I'm sure you're still at home more than usual. You know, you're not going out, right, out to restaurants, bars, the beach, whatever. So we're all feeling this right now. We are all in that hermit mode. But use it to your advantage. I think this is a great time to do a little soul searching. We are forced to take a break, and I really think the world kind of needed it to heal physically, mentally, in every possible way. So I feel that at this time, really utilize this downtime to start getting back to some of the things that you love, whether it be art, journaling, writing, singing, tarot, cooking, whatever it is that makes you happy. This is time to do that. Dig deep with that soul searching. And moving forward with the Nine of Pentacles, Pentacle energy, by the way, is going to be your earth signs. So Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, these earth signs are very stable, grounded, secure, stable, kind of a hippie vibe with a dash of OCD. It's kind of what I like to say are my my earth people, analytical, compassionate, also has to do with monetary issues, money, homes, cars.
Oh, yeah.
Big purchases, things of that nature. So it's funny because the Nine of Pentacles is in between the Hermit and the Devil card, which are two major arcana cards. And the Nine of Pentacles, she's really all about peace of mind and contentment. Nine is close to 10. 10 is completion in tarot. So you're getting really close. I know that sounds a little off because right now a lot of people are not feeling a lot of peace of mind or contentment. We're all worried about finances and our children's schooling in the future. But how I feel like what I'm interpreting here, and I just noticed actually too, we have two nines right next to each other, number nine Hermit and number nine of Pentacles. So watch out for synchronicities the next couple days. If you see the number nine a lot, it might come up. And basically that's just the universe's way of getting your attention. It's like, hey, wake up. We have things to show you. So pay attention. Sorry. Anyways, so with this, what I'm feeling with this is that we'll be getting out of that hermit state. And we will start to feel a little bit of peace of mind and contentment when we are able to do more of the things that we are used to doing outside of our home. That is to come. I can't tell you when that is to come. It might be 2 weeks, it might be a month, it might be 2 months, but use your time wisely now to get yourself ready for that time where you're going to feel very peaceful, very at ease, very content with your life. But moving forward, we have the Devil. So this is telling me that there are addictions surrounding us at this time. And that does make a lot of sense to me because a lot of us are at home. So addictions can come in many forms. It could be overeating. It could be over drinking. It could be binging on social media. It could be, not taking as care of ourselves as well as we should be, depression, anxiety. Anything that's like a low vibrational frequency is going to be kind of the work of the Devil card. And this is just really saying that you feel constricted, that there are chains that are binding you back. But when we move forward to the Queen of Cups being on the bottom of the deck, Cups is all about water signs. So your Scorpio, your Pisces, your Cancer. So in the future, you are going to be feeling a little more intuitive, a little more empathetic, a little more compassionate, lots of emotions. So after this period of time where we're finally free, we're finally feeling a little more peace of mind and contentment, you're going to be feeling a very emotional. So really be careful what you're doing now. Like I said, be careful of those addictions, of those things that are holding you back. Like I said, whether it be your diet or not exercising enough or gambling or whatever the addiction may be, it's time to let that go so that we can move forward and be in that really watery, flowy place where we feel emotion and compassion and empathy, and we're feeling more intuitive and we're feeling more like willing to give to others. So it's a very interesting time where we're all feeling the different waves of emotions going up and down. We need to just learn to surf basically and ride those waves. You're going to have those days of feeling lonely and unattached, but then you're going to look inward and see this is a beautiful time for me to get in touch with myself again so I can be a good person to myself and good to others. So don't forget that this is not a time where it's selfish in any way to give back to yourself, to look inward and, do whatever it is that makes you feel good and happy. If that's taking extra baths or taking a walk around your block, whatever it is, start doing more of that. That will help you feel more peaceful. It will help you rid of these addictions and things that are holding you back and move forward so that when we are out of this very strange time in our lives of quarantine life, we're going to feel very happy, very emotional, very loving, so much love to give others, to give the world. And it's not going to be difficult for you. It's going to flow. It will come very easy. Do you have any questions about that?
No, I always ask.
I always ask my client, do you have any questions? Does this resonate with you? So
yeah, I think this is a great collective reading that will definitely resonate with a lot of people.
Right.
I want to just say with this whole quarantine situation going on.
It does. And just, I think the real specific message that I'm feeling really compelled to put out there is just really be easy on yourself. Don't hold yourself back. We're usually our own biggest critic. Like, we're going through a very unique time in our life. I've never been through anything like this in my lifetime. I'm 43 years old. Some days I feel wonderful. The next day I feel pretty low. And I think that's normal. Don't let into those feelings of lowness and feeling bad. Keep your vibration high. So whatever you need to do so. Like I said, if it means just going to walk, you know, outside around the block with your puppy, or planting some new flowers, painting, cooking, learning tarot, whatever it might be, do more of that, and it will keep that devil at bay. It also will release some of your heart chakra. It may have been blocked at this time because we're all feeling so weird and stuck. And opening that up a little bit more, letting that flow out, is going to help. It's going to help you mentally. It's going to help others as well. And I'm just going to pull an extra card, if I may, through my illuminated tarot deck, just to give like a little extra clarification in regard to this particular reading. Okay, so I love this card. I think I'm feeling a lot of your Leo vibes, Misty, are coming through with this.
Oh, man.
So, well, we have, and I just say that because we have a lion.
Tiger King.
Yeah. So
we're in jail for 22 years.
This is actually the King of Clubs. It's a little bit different, but it follows the same suit as tarot. And this is the Magician. So I love that I just pulled this as our final piece of info, our oracle, our clarification. So the Magician is all about manifesting, and each and every one of us has the power to manifest. And many of us may have already started doing that work, planting the seeds. Well, now is the perfect time to water those seeds and get them outside and give them some sunlight so they can grow. This is the time to make things happen. So when we do get out of this weird hermit stage that we're in, we can be more in a state of the Queen of Cups, and this is essentially the King of Cups.
Oh, wow.
It's also about making sure I don't know if you can see, he's got the two cups there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's kind of trying to balance them. Yes. Yeah. So it's about balance. It's about being really careful. You know, you get two cups in life. You have one for yourself and one for others. So just make sure you're not pouring from an empty cup. Make sure your cup is full as well. So that's why I keep saying, you know, do the things that you like. Get back to what really makes you happy. Take care of yourself. Self-care. I know people like hate that term lately. I've seen a lot of haters with that lately, but this is the perfect time. There's no better time to do it than now. You have the power within you to manifest whatever outcome you would like after this. You have the power to make that happen. So keep working on it. Keep journaling. Keep asking the universe specifically for what you want. Be very specific when you ask for what you would like to manifest, and ask, believe, receive. Ask for it, believe in it so much so that you already have it and you'll receive it. So I think that a lot of positivity will come from this quarantine time that we're in with the coronavirus.
Well, I think it's true to say for a lot of people that, you know, life can sometimes get complacent. You know, you wake up, crap, shower, brush your teeth, go to work, lather, rinse, repeat, dinner. You know what I mean? So it's like,
absolutely.
You know, of course we enjoy our lives and our family and our friends and that, but like, I feel like with this, it kind of puts us in this weird place that a lot of people have never been in before, where it's like they're losing their job. You know, this is a scary situation for some people. But at the same time, if you have the opportunity to use this to kind of sit down and really just do a lot of like inner work and like digging into your soul to figure out, you know, okay, what really do I want to do? I've had this job for X amount of years that I just show up to, that I'm not feeling, you know, fulfilled. You know, maybe this is an opportunity to decide like, hey, do I want to go back to school? Should I, you know, browse, you know, what jobs are out there and, you know, or spruce up my resume? You know, so that, or like you said too, just finding the time to make time for things that you really enjoy. Like I love baking and I haven't baked in a long time. So I'm like working on trying to find like the perfect cookie recipe and, you know, stuff like that while I'm listening to music. It makes me happy and it's fun and I'm feeling productive. I'm working on, you know, projects I put on the back burner for so long.
You know, this this period of time is forcing us to get out of that, like you said, that state of complacency that's become the norm. This is, you know, the universe it's kind of shaking us up. It's waking a lot of us up, that have just been living that mundane, like you said, you know, wake up, shower, poop, go to work, come home, do homework, make dinner, repeat, you know, and some people are happy with that, but I would tend to guess most aren't. So
yeah, and a lot of people are fear change, and a lot of people will just stay where they're at because they're, you know, they're afraid of the big change and everything that comes with it, because change is uncomfortable. You know, change can be scary. It can be a rough, you know, a little storm that you have to go through. And so this has definitely forced everyone to kind of question things. And the other thing I do see a positive of the situation is that it is making people, you know, kind of come together, even though it's not physically.
Correct. Yes.
But people are looking at things in a different way, whether it's, you know, beginning to care about people who are immune compromised and, you know, being aware of their surroundings, you know, hopefully
That's that Queen of Cups energy, being more compassionate, empathetic, loving, giving.
Yeah. Because, you know, in the past, as someone who has health issues, you know, people who are sick would come around me like, no big deal, you know, and while I'm like scared on the inside, like, oh my God, how do I not upset this person by just throwing a mask on right now or walking away? Like they're not even thinking, you know, and now I feel like this kind of makes people think differently and think about, you know, the community and helping out like the bartenders and all the people who, you know, don't have jobs right now. But I hope that this can help some people to get into, find their passion and find out what their purpose is. And
I almost feel like it's, you know, with the devil card and what you're saying, it makes me think that, you know, whether consciously or subconsciously, people are kind of letting go of their egos a little more and like you said, are doing more for others and being more understanding of, you know, being protective, wearing protective wear when we go out and not just thinking so much about yourself anymore, but thinking of others.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You know, and for me, like another point I'd like to make too, is, you know, yesterday I was in a funk. I had no motivation and I kind of was kicking myself about it because I felt like, okay, I should be productive. I shouldn't be just, you know, slouched on the couch feeling like whatever this is. You know, and then I reminded myself, you know what? It was Friday. Normally on Fridays, I don't do anything that night. I'm lazy. I order pizza. I just had a long week. And so I reminded myself that it's okay. You know, it's okay to not do anything. It's okay to just put everything on the back burner and just take a day and watch, you know, Tiger King or whatever you want to watch. And
it took me about 2 weeks to accept the fact that I didn't need to rush anywhere because I'm so used to waking up in the morning, making sure the kids are ready. Okay. Drop Ava off, go to work all day, come home, make dinner, blah. Yeah. You know, it's like rush, 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 stress, stress, stress. And like, it literally took me about 2 weeks to be like, Leah, you don't have a schedule anymore. Embrace this, you know, and it's good for the body and the mind to slow down a little bit, you know, and like you said, just okay, it's, you know, Saturday and there's no plans. So let's, you know, snuggle up, watch something fun on TV that kind of gets our mind off of all the seriousness, bake cookies and be happy.
Exactly. <You know? laughs> So I have come up with like a mini schedule. I have like the things I want to do that I need to do each day. And the things I'd like to accomplish at, you know, during the week. And I'm, you know, I might follow like a certain guideline. So like I'll wake up, I do like put makeup on and get dressed for the day.
Right.
Even though I'm not going anywhere, it's like good for like my mental health.
It's very good like for the psyche.
I'm out of bed.
Yes.
You know, so even just if you are feeling like you're not in a place of self-care or digging, soul searching, you know, that you can always start with little things, take little steps, like, you know, get up and make your bed and
that's make yourself huge.
Nutritionist.
Your bed is just huge. It's so interesting. I want to do a study. Okay. So here's a little fact about Leah. Sorry, mom, but I never made my bed. I was just not a bed maker. And then I met my new boyfriend, Derek, and we started dating, and every single morning he makes the bed.
I make my bed so every morning.
That is a wonderful thing that I picked up from him, and it really is huge. It really does something to your mind where it's like, okay, it's one thing to be out of bed, but when you go in and see your bed is made, it just changes your perspective somehow. It makes me feel more motivated to do other things.
Yeah, I agree. The little things, like I said, the little things add up, you know, getting ready for the day, you know, having a couple things that you want to accomplish, even if it's just like cleaning something or baking cookies or, you know, I've incorporated music a lot in my daily routine. So yes. I'll put some loud music on while I do something, you know, mundane.
Right.
And it makes it, you know, like at the windows open and just little things like that. So, you know, creating a to-do list, you know, getting things that out of the cupboards or closet that you haven't had time to work on, like art supplies.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
reorganizing. Yeah. I get it.
Just going outside too, even if it's just like on your porch, just to get some fresh air is really important.
It's very important.
I do want to say though, you know, if there are people who are listening that are struggling, you know, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. So, you know, I know that a lot of times people don't want to reach out, but, you know, even if it's just trying to talk to a friend or calling that number, that's always an option.
Absolutely. Like I know this is not an easy time for everybody. And I know a lot of us, especially, that was my cat.
Oh, kitties.
you know, self-healers, people that are empathetic and intuitive and all that, like this is a little bit of a different time for us, but I totally understand that there are some people out there that really are struggling really hard with this. That are feeling low and depressed and don't know how to just get up and make the bed or wash their face. Like they don't even have it in them to do that. And I totally get that. And thank you so much, Misty, for mentioning the suicide awareness hotline and the phone number because that's very close to me. I know, you know, on a personal level, we are familiar with that. There's my cat. I have made an effort to reach out to my coworkers, to my friends, to people that I never normally talk to on a daily basis. And I think that's important if you have it within you to do that, to reach out. Even if it's just, you know, sending a silly meme to hopefully make your friend, coworker, family member smile or laugh. But if there is anybody out there that's struggling and would like a reading from me, you know, I am not out there to make money off of this. This is my passion. It's helped me heal through a lot of stuff in my life and it helps others heal. So if anybody is interested, please reach out to me and I will definitely give you a reading. We don't even have to worry about like prices or anything like that. So
how can people find you?
I am
the
on
best
Facebook.
Way to get a hold of you?
Oh, there's many ways. I'm on Facebook. It's called Tarot by Leah. I'm on Instagram. On Instagram, it's Tarot by Leah 1111. You can call or text me. My number is 321-350-6211. Or you can email me at tarotbyleah1111@gmail.com. Typically I don't answer after 9 o'clock, but don't let that, you know, make you not message me, because I will get back with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I think this was an amazing reading, and I think it's something that a lot of people can relate to, and it'll resonate with a lot of people, and hopefully it inspire somebody or clarifies.
I hope that it gives some of you out there that are feeling kind of low and hopeless, I hope it does give you a little bit of hope. This is not going to be easy for anybody, but just try to focus on what you're grateful for right now, what is good in your life and what is good in this world, and we will get through this together. I know that Misty is here for you, and I'm definitely here for you too. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
I love
you. And
I love you too. Thank you.
I hope that everyone, you know, reaches out to you, because I always have such an amazing experience.
Thank you.
Well, everyone, thank you. Be safe and stay healthy.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.